9 o'clock last night, when we finished the showing of the movies, they are very appreciative. They express that there is an atmosphere of purity here, and the cleanliness. They highly commended our temple activities. Some of them are in the Arati. They also wanted to see the Arati in the morning, today. So it seems to me that most of them are devotees.
This is a big success, Srila Prabhupada. The scientists are all stone-hearted men, but you have melted their hearts. This Krishna consciousness is so nice, and you have simply melted their hearts. This is all by your grace, Srila Prabhupada, that even the scientists are now being delivered. These scientists never would have come to Vrindavan.
They had too long.
But you have made this wonderful place here in Vrindavan.
Many respectable gentlemen, they had to come.
But by your mercy, Srila Prabhupada, now I think many will come later. The man who came yesterday is the friend of our chief guest. His name is Dr. Chaudhary. He's also a retired architect. He had a strong appreciation of the architectural design of the temple. And, he said that Gurukul also, they looked all over Gurukul. They were very appreciative. So then I told them that we are planning to build another auditorium for the institute and for the ISKCON activities. So they didn't notice these things before. This Ghatak, Professor Ghatak, he's the head of the physics department of Indian Institute of Technology. He told me last night that he never expected that such nice things might exist in Vrindavan. So he said there is an atmosphere of purity and cleanliness. And he was thinking that maybe he could bring his child for the Gurukul.
Yeah. Make it an ideal institute. Who are you?
Bobby Ramji. Yes.
There you are.
Yes.
It must be
hot.
No.
Heated. Warm.
Warm, it is already, it must be sucked by gravity. This must be dried up.
It's been dried up.
Dried up, this.
This all the way.
By rubbing?
Oh, right. Yes. Dry the oil into the skin by rubbing.
Whose hand is cold?
Oh, my hand. Bhagavad, I am sorry, I will not touch you, I am very cold. We fed them nice prasadam also yesterday, Srila Prabhupada.
Hmm.
3 meals a day, they get breakfast in the morning, they get some kachori and some hot jalebi and some aloo sabji and hot milk for breakfast, nashta. Then in the afternoon for lunch, they get 2 sabjis, they get rice, they get dal, they get chapatis and 2 sweets, pere and bundi ladu. And then in the evening, again, they get some sabji and roti, samosa, like that.
Yeah, we had nice prasadam.
And everyone is very pleased and satisfied with the prasadam.
I think about 40 people. Today it will come more. I think Dr. Khurana is coming tomorrow. He's a medical doctor. He's bringing several of his friends. He's also our light member.
His son is a devotee.
Yeah.
Sure, the Prabhupada knows him. Naveen Krishna.
Naveen Krishna. It's in Detroit. After the conference, I'm going to have a debate in Delhi, roundtable conference with Dr. Kothari, D.S. Kothari and his group.
That's really very nice.
In fact, he proposed that. That's Indian National Science Academy. But he had some very strange ideas. I'd like to clarify some of the points. Also, these people who are coming here, they want us to come and speak to all their school and universities. So we'll concentrate here in Delhi, near Delhi and Punjab this time, Aligarh and Agra. We'll try to finish this area within this coming month or so. Then after that I'll move to Bombay. I'll try to organize better in Bombay also. Bombay will be much more effective. There are so many scientists there, and I'd like to make a strong show in Bombay.
They have a space center, don't they, in Bombay?
They have a Trombay Atomic Research Center also. There's a place called Tata Institute of Fundamental Research.
And in Bangalore, they have some institutes.
We'll go all over India. And in Calcutta will be very interesting because there are so many people.
Yesterday you took dal and roti.
Simply tart.
How was it tasting?
It was very tasteful. But my tongue had no taste. Maybe there's really by stimulating the body.
Vrindavan is so beautiful at this time, Srila Prabhupada. Everybody wants, the sky is so clear, the stars are so bright, and also the weather is so beautiful. And we have a nice decoration of the hall. Last night, one of the professors from Agra told me that one helped us organize this conference next year. He said it should be an annual feature to have a science conference in Vrindavan every year.
Let them make advance in scientific research. But they cannot capture the reality.
Yes.
That's like, I have heard it when Socrates was condemned to death. The judges inquired, how Mr. Socrates wants to be entombed. And the judges inquired, Socrates, how do we want to be in him? Socrates, first of all, capture me. Lembro de Kosharam. Into me.
Yes.
How do you say?
That is a historical fact.
What is warding?
What is warding?
He said, at first you will have to catch me.
Until you have spoken about this, though, Srila Prabhupada, no one really understood the deep meaning of what Socrates had said. It is by your grace that the light has been put on that as to what is the deep meaning of what Socrates meant, that he was talking about the soul. Generally, people cannot understand these things.
When Alexander the Great was going to conquer India, first of all, he asked Socrates, "What shall I bring you?" So Socrates, he just requested him, "You bring me the water from the holy Ganges, and you bring those sacred texts which are studied by the holy men in India." So these are the only two things I want.
There is no question of thinking, Srila Prabhupada. It is a fact, it is reality that you have become successful. Because you have converted even now the scientists. Even the scientists are becoming encouraged to take up Krishna consciousness. And their minds are being changed. It is history, and we are seeing it right before our eyes. That is another one of your great contributions in your spiritual conquests, that you have converted the scientists as Chaitanya has conquered the Mayavadis. You have conquered the scientists. That's why we are very much eager that you shall remain with us more and more to carry on these conquests, that we can somehow or other in some small way just help you. But your presence is definitely required. Actually, all the devotees are just living to see you from time to time so that they can get your darshan.
It's a fact that we live only by Srila Prabhupada's mercy.
Actually, Srila Prabhupada, even though you're simply lying in bed, whatever instructions you give, those are being broadcast all over the world. Simply from this bed, you can preach all over the world. You have established such expert system for preaching. You have BBT, you have so many disciples. So now, even lying in bed in Vrindavan, the preaching is going throughout the world, in so many languages even. Whatever you're speaking here, the GBCs and the older devotees, they're taking back to so many different countries and translating into so many languages. Spanish, French, German, Italian. And the devotees all over the world are just waiting to hear every word that you speak.
We had one big book table set up in the conference hall yesterday with all of your books, all of your Srimad Bhagavatams, all of the Chaitanya Charitamritas, and that bronze statue of yourself was there, and the books by the scientists, by Sadaputa Das and by Swarup Damodar, which were explaining the scientific theories in light of Krishna consciousness. All those books were there, and the scientists were appreciating them very much.
When news gets out, Srila Prabhupada, that you've started to translate again, all of the devotees are going to be ecstatic. I mean, they'll feel like their life has come back. Us of just like Krishna Das Kaviraj, he was in such a condition and he couldn't move practically from his lying position, nor could he see. So many senses were failing, but he spoke or wrote down such an incredible book.
ये गांव से कोई प्रोफेशनल मालिश करने वाला ले आओ,
मालिश करने वाला
हाँ, रेल में कपूर अपनी ये सब लेकर के गर्म करके दो चार घंटा मालिश करें
आप भी
हाँ
अच्छा
हरी रोने से क्या होगा
अच्छा तो
बाल सम समझ
जी हाँ वृंदावन से ही लिया मैं
कहीं से
बहुत अच्छा
इसको पैसा दो मालिश है ना ये एक्सरसाइज
जी आज ही by activating these muscles, massaging, that will generate energy. So that will bring appetite. That will bring appetite.
Srila Prabhupada started translating Srimad Bhagavatam last night. Padumna was reading, and Srila Prabhupada was giving an explanation in
translation. Try it.
Bhakti. Adi Didi. कोई न कोई आ ही आ जाए
Everyone is eagerly awaiting the new issues of your books all over the world. What to speak of the devotees, the scholars, the professors, the librarians, and just the general reading public who are patronizing your books, Literally, millions of people all over the world are eagerly awaiting new issues of your volumes. When the news gets out that you are again translating and that the new volumes of 10th Canto will be available, everyone will be in ecstasy.
I've got some letters from New Bindon appealing for the books.
Right. Yes, everybody appreciates, including the scientists, the Pope.
Previously, these scientists were turning away from their culture because no one was giving it purely. But Krishna, by Krishna's grace, by your grace, Srila Prabhupada, you are giving the Krishna consciousness science of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam purely in this line of disciplic succession. So now it is becoming attractive again, even to those who have already given it up, thinking it to be not useful. They are now finding it renewed and refreshed, and they are finding it and renewed interest in all the Vedic literatures. And this is all by your power, all by your grace.
Yesterday, last night, some of the scientists were asking how our Gurukul boy is here studying Sanskrit. And some of them were telling that they have given up to study Sanskrit because they want to study English. So how the change of views. The Westerners are trying to learn Sanskrit and they're saying that they are giving it up. So he had a strange feeling how these things are happening. Then I told him that Srila Prabhupada sometimes commented that in the future we are importing Brahmins from the West so that we can learn even the Brahminical culture from the Western world. So he was telling me that that is now becoming a fact. The Western devotees are taken so seriously and trying to spread the message of Krishna consciousness all over the world.
We're all banging on the drums, the kartals. They started going, Hare Krishna, Hare Ru. Very loud, tumultuous sound. All the devotees were very happy. That sound shall go everywhere in the world. Everywhere the devotees will be.
Again doing something impossible. actions in it, huh? No, not much more. He just wants to know why the Hari Sari is here. Wanted to know why the urine not as bad as it was. What action was taken to make it not bad? But no.
You're not drinking that orange juice. I was told by Barry Brackettaria, he seems to know something about juices and things like that. He said that orange juice is much too powerful. It kind of scourges the kidneys. It scars them out. And
so what I'm drinking now?
This sweet lime juice. And he also thought that might be a little strong because it's citrus. Because actually the urine is still cloudy, and that did not occur until you began to drink this orange and sweet lime. The first night when the blood was there, that day you had drunk 2 glasses of sweet lemon and 1 glass of orange. But it, I think this like pomegranate juice. This is very good because it's not citrus. Is the sweet lemon juice giving some strength? Just, it gives a little taste, though. But that is also important. How did you like the pomegranate juice? Get some more.
What was it that made the blood contagion before? That he's not taking me. Suggested that it was the orange juice. It's too strong.
Maybe, but you can't be sure.
No.
Maybe it was those orange. Kamal Krishna Maharaj is here.
I never took this stuff. He got that blood in his urine after he drank
tonics.
He was taking those tonic things out of his body. I remember taking spoons of tonic.
Took some natural.
Right. It wasn't allopathic. Yeah.
Tamal Krishna Maharaj was suggesting.
No, I'm not suggesting, I'm questioning.
Yeah. Whether it might have been some of these herbal remedies that may have caused the blood to come.
Herbal remedy? What is that herbal remedy?
What was that?
He took 1 spoonful of syrup. Natural syrup, vitamin syrup.
That was all, though. It was just some syrup that you took before.
I don't even know if you took
it. Because the sweet limes, they're strong too.
Yeah.
Well, and he's not getting it from taking the sweet limes.
No, but his urine's still cloudy. There's still some pus coming through.
He's drinking as much as he did that one day.
So, I don't think he had any sweet limes the day before he passed
away. Yeah, he did.
He had them mostly with the blood.
No. The first day Treya Rishi brought him, Prabhupada immediately drank a glass, full glass.
Of orange juice.
Of sweet wine. Yeah. And then in the night time he had orange juice. Yeah. And then the next morning, then he passed the blood in his urine. And then again the next morning he took the sweet wine again.
Yeah.
But since he hasn't had any orange juice,
since then. So there's been no blood. But his urine is still cloudy. He's still taking the sweet lime juice that wasn't there before he stepped, when he was taking it. So Prabhupada and then the orange juice for a long time. Sri Bhagatari said that citrus fruits are much too strong for the kidney if the kidneys are weak.
We can get the bath ready for the Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
We can get the bath bathing ready.
Mm-hmm. Meeting with the bank people. The gentleman has come from Delhi. Giriraj and I are talking with him. We've transferred the receipts there and we're just completing the formalities. And the bank manager said he was he's the assistant to the, I think he's one of the top men in the bank. He's completely disgusted when he saw this, disgusted, these were his own words, with how they have arranged things here. And he's going to completely redecorate this office, putting in rugs and full furniture and waiting facilities and make it a first-class office. He says he cannot understand how this has been allowed to go on like this in the name of Punjab Bank. And he's having a new manager brought here who's been trained in Delhi, a younger man who's a little bit more, you know, capable of making proper decisions and acting in a nice way. And every single request.
He picked the head manager. That's not doing anything.
Yes, well, this man will have a little bit more freedom to act. Generally, they're going to now rectify all of their mistakes. They feel very sorry. The senior people in the bank feel very sorry for the way in which business has been dealt with towards us. And they're going to transfer. The receipts have already been transferred. We're just finishing up all of the formalities. Giriraj was right. The thing which he wanted to do now has been done. It's the head men in Punjab Bank had no idea of how we were being dealt with locally. And when they were informed, they became very much desirous of rectifying everything. Because they feel that we're a very worthy accountant holders with them. And they don't want anything to jeopardize. And we told them we have every intention of expanding our facilities here. Simply we want to be dealt with in a proper, normal way. So I think I should return there to finish the discussions. Everything is quite in order, though. It's nothing to worry about.
And the manager is not there?
Yes, everybody's there.
Gupta.
Gupta's there and Dugal. They've come twice. They came this afternoon and Giriraj fed them prasadam. They went to the conference hall where we were having prasadam with the scientists. They took full prasad. The man has come with his wife. He's a devotee.
So Gupta is in charge.
Yes, Gupta will no longer be in charge of this local office here. He's the person who was, frankly speaking, he was, Giriraj found him to be the one who was most harassing. They purposely have not brought him here this evening, I think. He's not here this evening. Because the manager, the chief man from Delhi could understand that this Mr. Gupta was creating a lot of difficulties.
Dugal is here.
Dugal is here. So we're explaining to him that everything, you know, we want what we want. And they're agreeing to everything.
What Dugal said?
He doesn't say anything anymore because he has been exposed as having harassed us and unnecessarily not given the proper facilities. I mean, he cannot say anything. They're
He, Dougal, says that whatever I am told to do by the head office, I must do.
So he's the head office.
Yes. So he's agreeing to do everything. They have to do everything. They're just workers for the head office. They cannot act independently of the head office. They have to carry out the orders of the head office.
So you saw me, my friend?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada. How are you feeling after it?
Good.
I think massage is good. It'll keep your body a little bit loosened. And
so as they have gone?
He's supposed to be coming back. I do not know if he's gone with Bhagaji, but he said that he'd be coming back in a short time. And I think that this program of massaging and also using your brain for translating a little bit, I think that's also very important.
Yes.